Then both men buckled on grim gear of war. Diomedes was given by Thrasymedes a two-edged sword, for his own was at the ship, and a shield too. Upon his head he pulled a bull's hide helmet with no ridge or plume, a so-called cut-down made to guard the skulls of rugged men-at-arms. Meriones handed Odysseus his bow and quiver, gave him a two-edged sword, and fitted on a helmet that was first a cap of hide with bands of leather crisscrossed, and on these a boar's white teeth were thickly set, disposed with cunning on all sides. A felt lining padded the cap. This helm Autolycus brought in the old days out of Eleon, where he had made a breach in the palace wall of Amyntor, the son of Ormenus. He gave it to Amphidamas, and Cytherin Scendaya bound. Amphidamas, in return for hospitality, gave it to Molus, and Molus handed it on to his own son Meriones to wear in battle. Now it capped Odysseus's head. Grimly accoutred, the two moved out into the darkness, leaving all their peers behind. Off to the right, along their path, Pallas Athena sent a heron gliding down the night. They could not see it passing, but they heard its cry. Enheartened by that fisher bird, Odysseus prayed, "O child of Zeus, who bears the storm cloud, hear me. In hard hours ever at my side you follow every move I make. Tonight befriend me most, Athena. Before we two retire on the ships, let us bring off some feet to gall the Trojans." In his turn Diomedes, lord of the war-cry, prayed, "O tireless one, hear me as well. Be with me, as with Tydeus once, my father, when he advanced as messenger to Thebes ahead of all Achaeans, left the Achaeans on the Esopus River under arms. His words to the Cadmeans were like honey, but terrible were the actions he devised as he withdrew, bright goddess, with your blessing. Now in the same way bless me. Guard me now. For my part I shall offer at your altar a virgin heifer, a yearling, never yoked, her horns all sheathed in gold." These were their prayers. And Pallas Athena, Zeus's daughter, heard them. Falling silent after invoking her, they made their way like lions through black night, toward kills and carnage, braving spears and blood.